Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, streaming live on the Internet and the satellite right now. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us, plus to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's working, helping out in the coronavirus fight, too. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, as well as the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to everybody working across the oil rigs across and around the world in the oil fields, all those roughnecks out there, better days are coming. Oil jumped up yesterday a good solid 10 and 12%. The third futures are up to $34 a barrel, so it looks like you're on your way back. So follow us on Facebook, by the way, at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, as well as on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge again and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we teased this coming into the top of the hour here with Dan and Mann last segment. In this time of crisis, Nancy Pelosi has been trying to carry the little air that she and the country, we need to get together, we need to do what's best for the country, and we need to stand behind and work with the president to do this and do that. And then what does she turn around and do, Kyle?
Well, she wants to. Well, she wants an after-action report, and then she gets Adam Schiff involved, I think, in trying to have some kind of commission to look at the government's response or Trump's response to this whole thing.
And the committee that's going to do the investigating, I believe, has James Clyburn on it, and he wants to forward the agenda of the Democratic Party, completing the transformation of America. Those are his words, not mine.
Well, right, yeah. I think early on he was, you know, saying, you know, they say, hey, we can get our vision. You know, this helps us to, you know.
It helps us to transform America.
Well, exactly. And I think that is really rubbing Americans the wrong way. I don't see how it could not rub them the wrong way, because already there's been delay after delay, even to get this particular $2.2 trillion emergency aid package. They call it a stimulus package, but it really is an emergency aid package. And so as we run up to the election, I can see the campaign commercials now. Nancy Pelosi and Clyburn and others, they all sort of wanted to hold this up as long as they could to stick all the pork in it. It's just very, very bad.
Well, I've been watching Nancy and the way she's been acting, and she's doing a little shaking and doing a little quivering with her voice, and I realize she's loaded up with Botox and everything else to try to make her 80-year-old frame look like she's 60. But the thing of it is I don't think the ginkgo biloba's working anymore.
Well, no, she's having some issues you know, as we look at Biden, for example, he's obviously having issues. But
right.
Nancy Pelosi, and it's a sad thing. Yes, she is becoming elderly, and she's not able to really, you know, put together sentences, it seems, you know, coherently. And so that's kind of a sad thing to see from a human perspective. But also, though, the Trump derangement syndrome, whatever you want to call it, it just seems to be so deep-seated that at this time, when everything in America mm-hmm. is so crucial, she can't even, you know, be nice about it.
Listen to the first part of Steve Doocy on Fox and Friends asking a question of Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader.
The reason I announced this committee, this House Select Committee on to address the coronavirus crisis, is so that we can, in the here and now, address as we go forward with transparency and accountability.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi launching an oversight committee with subpoena power to oversee the Trump administration's response to COVID-19. Here's the reaction is House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who joins us from Capitol Hill. Leader, isn't that what Congress is supposed to do? Aren't they supposed to provide oversight to the administration?
Yes, and we're already providing that. Think for one moment. You have the Oversight Committee, that's all they focus upon. But in the last bill that we just passed, the CARES Act, we created three new oversight entities, right? We created the Pandemic Oversight, that is a setup of inspector generals. Glenn Fine is running that. We created a special individual who will be appointed by the president, confirmed by the Senate. And then we actually created a congressional oversight that is appointed by all the leaders from Schumer to McConnell to Pelosi and myself. This is redundant, but what's most telling here is who she appointed. She didn't go with the Oversight Committee chair, her own. She appointed Clyburn. And remember what Clyburn said, her majority whip. He said this is the time to restructure into their vision government. This isn't about oversight. It sounds like pure politics. Really, this speaker should be focused on what we need to deliver to the American public. Let's take care of the crisis at hand right now. We have five different oversights already looking at this, and this is what she comes up with. We need to implement the trillions of dollars that we just said that we passed. Let's get it to small business. Let's get people continuing to work. Let's make sure we get that $140 billion out to the hospitals who actually need it.
Wow, wow, and wow. Kyle, hold that thought. We'll talk about that when we come back. But there you go. That's it in a nutshell. And that's not what she wants to do. And you heard him say what Clyburn said. Okay, this is all about politics on the other side, and it's got to stop. And if you people out there don't realize this, shame on you. Remember in November, and yes, there will be an election November the 3rd, whether the Democrats want it or not.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. Again, this portion of the program brought to you by my buddies over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, they're up there in the Seattle area, and they're working. Their people are working. They are in the medicinal area, if you will. It's not pharmaceuticals. It's all natural, but you know what I mean. They make things to help people feel better. So they're not being stopped from doing what they're doing. So, again, if you've got pain, nagging pain, and you want an all-natural remedy that's got no narcotics in it, it's only got things that are good for you, that are helpful. By the way, it reduces inflammation and swelling. I know, because it works for me. I took it before it came on the air. My ankle was starting to swell, and now it's back where it's supposed to be again. But arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, just general muscle aches and pain in general, then you can try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. To get on that, $19.95. You try it for a month, and if it works, fine. You just stay right there, and you'll continue to get the shipment, and away you go. And you take it every month. Now, to start with, I will tell you that you'll take three of these packets with four capsules in it for 1 week to get it in your system. And then that second week, you cut back to two a day, and you stay at two a day. And that should suffice with just about anything you got going on. Now, if you have a problem like I did with this ankle, where it got pretty bad here about a month ago, and I had to increase the dosage by one packet, four capsules a day, so I was taking three a day, that helped. That helped me. If I hadn't have done that, I would have had to get on some real heavy-duty medication. So this is saving me from having to do that, and I can't stand getting on heavy-duty medication. It is what it is. But relieffactor.com/captain is a website, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, this is a website where you can go And you'll find out everything you need to know right there, relieffactor.com/captain. And you're gonna enjoy the result when you get the product. 80% of the people that get it over there stay there on the program. So there you go. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, you know, we've been talking about Nancy Pelosi, and we've been talking about Adam Schiff and James Clyburn and the comments that have been made there. But the point we want to get across to the American people is that the Democrats have made this, even though they say something different, the majority of the Democrats, and especially their leadership, have made this all about winning an election at all costs. They're willing to do whatever it takes to ruin the economy, to make life miserable for Americans, and then try to blame it on this president, which they can't do. They can't do because, like I said, what the hell were they doing when we found out about this back in December and January? What were they doing?
Well, they were impeaching the president.
Thank you. That's all where their energy was. They were paying no attention to any of this. And by the way, Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving, Joe Biden, what was it that he just said? His campaign says that, well, Joe Biden agreed with President Trump on the fact that we shouldn't be traveling to China and we shouldn't be doing things with China. That's what the campaign said after Joe Biden said what?
Well, back on January 31st, when Trump implemented the travel restrictions, Joe Biden said in a town hall, he said, this is no time for Donald Trump's record of hysteria and xenophobia, hysterical xenophobia, and fear-mongering to lead the way instead of science, unquote. So, I mean, you can't make this up. He called him a xenophobe, basically, and now the Biden campaign is saying, well, no, he really didn't. He was just talking about the, you know, the pattern or something like that. But of course, now they're trying to, you know, use revisionist history on that. And they were completely against the travel ban from China.
Yep, if you don't like what it sounds like, just turn it around, change it, and say, well, I never said that. All right, well, let's go along here with the Small Business Administration and the fact that right now businesses can, even though it did get off to a rocky start, 12:01 a.m. this morning, it did get off to a rocky start with the computer program where they can go in there and fill out everything online. Of course, it raised some doubts right off the bat, but they fixed it. They fixed it. And the other thing is the Bank of America, by the way, which didn't help anything, they had to eat their own words. They were refusing small business owners applications for relief loans because they went in there and said, I want to apply for the loan, and with the understanding that the government guarantees the loan for every financial institution, which is true, and they wouldn't do the paperwork.
Well, right, and in some cases, and I think this was Bank of America, where they said they would be prioritizing, the customers that were already in the mix or this kind of thing, where they already had an established relationship.
Yeah.
But again, the idea is that, as you said, the key thing is the government guarantees the loan.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. We've got a caller on the line. Is this Nelson up in Jasper?
Yes, it is.
I got passed by a flatbed truck on the bridge yesterday with a load of lumber from Jasper, Florida.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
Son of a gun.
And I don't know who it was, but as he went by, he went toot, 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 toot. So, you know, he was, you know, he'd been listening.
There you go. I want to talk about the forklift burger that you are advertising.
Yeah.
I thought this would be a good time for Kyle to come to Florida. I mean, what other state has a forklift burger for sale?
That's right.
Pick it up.
Or the Captain's Sub, Captain's Club, rather, the great big sub sandwich.
Well, that's true, and my mouth hungers for it. What about you, Kyle?
You had me at forklift burger.
Yes, that is something else.
Well, I got both of you with orange swirl ice cream.
Yeah, that's right. That sounds really great. Yeah,
that's right. Totally. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the United Nations. I approached the article a couple of weeks ago, and the response was, well, the World Health Organization, and it appears that the World Health Organization is being accused of being in bed with the Chinese.
I think they are.
And
they've been going along with the Chinese line. They've been supporting them.
Absolutely. And then my question still comes back to this idea of world government and the United Nations. What the heck are they doing? I am surprised that really no one's picking up on this, that there is nationalism and there is no internationalism in terms of governmental assistance and such.
Right. That's true. And
if
I don't
there's
know.
Any, mm-hmm. If there's any leadership, it's coming from the United States.
Well, absolutely, and our president.
Exactly.
Certainly not coming from Nancy Pelosi.
Or the United Nations.
No.
All right. All right. You have a great evening.
All right. Thank you. And again, he brings up a great point for that, Kyle.
Well, absolutely. President Trump is, and of course, traditionally, the President of the United States is considered the leader of the free world, basically, because of the United States' leadership position on the globe. And, but we're not seeing a coordinated effort through the United Nations, I think, because this is so severe that the only way to do this, I think, is through direct cooperation and not from some other supra agency. But there are people who would want to see some kind of supra agency be established as a result of this.
Now, there were some cases that were going to be decided and some decisions that were going to be coming down from the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court has postponed everything they were going to talk about or decide on in April.
That's right. That's exactly right. And but that brings up the idea of justice delayed is justice denied kind of a thing. And so not to make light of it, but obviously I don't know that they would be able to have any kind of virtual argumentation and so forth. But
I doubt it.
Exactly. We're going to have to see how this plays out, and I'm sure they'll be evaluating it here each week by week.
And the president referred to this in his press conference yesterday. He was talking about voter ID, and he said several times he was for voter ID. What could be better than to have someone with a card, like your driver's license, with your picture on it for voter ID? You go in, you show it, you go in, you vote. They know you voted. That's that, and away you go. And guess what happened in Kentucky yesterday?
What was that?
The governor, the Democratic governor of the state of Kentucky, vetoed the voter ID vote.
Wow. Well, you see, this is, I think a lot of people are for that. I mean, when I go to vote...
Well, it's going to get overridden by the state legislature, I believe. They're going to come back and try to override his veto, which I believe they had the votes to do.
Yes, and then I'm sure somebody will drive that all the way to the Supreme Court as well. But, when I go in to vote, they still ask, what's your address and what's your name, and they cross it off their list. What's the difference?
Ask us for identification, and you need to have some sort of identification. Now, I've got a voter ID card, but it doesn't have my picture on it, but it is a voter ID that tells me, it's got all my information. I just hand them the card, and then you have to have a form of ID, and I show them my driver's license. So there you go. But here comes the music. So tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will look forward to talking to you on Monday, because I guarantee you we'll still be talking about some of what we just mentioned.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
All right, thanks, Kyle. All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, and... he's going to have an interesting weekend out there with snow all around him. Maybe it's a nice time for a drive to the mountains in California, okay? But anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch marches on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A cheering and applauding crowd of sailors aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt said goodbye to their captain, who was relieved of his command after he raised concerns about a coronavirus outbreak on his ship.
Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley said the ship's commander, Captain Brett Crozier, who was ousted on Thursday, demonstrated poor judgment in the middle of a crisis. The Roosevelt is an aircraft carrier with a crew of nearly 5,000 soldiers. The ship, which was operating in the Pacific, pulled into port in Guam last week after multiple crew members tested positive for the virus. Modley said he had no doubt in his mind that Captain Crozier did what he thought was in the best interest of his crew. Unfortunately, he said it did the opposite. It raised the alarms of the families of the sailors with no plans to address those concerns. Modley also said he'll get reassigned. He is not thrown out of the Navy. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed. It is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. And in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a tremendous career with benefits and have your own ticket to success. It's all about you. Here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, God gave everybody ability and talents and the opportunity to be able to do the best they can for themselves. And if you are interested in filling the void that you just can't seem to get from the current job you've got, or if you're looking for a great career path with a starting salary of about, oh gosh, $60,000 a year or more, then I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, they have two campuses, one in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm in Tampa. They're west of me across the bay in Clearwater. It's a 14-month course. At the end of the 14th month, I guarantee you, you'll have a job, because there is a tremendous shortage right now, a tremendous shortage of certified aviation maintenance techs. And they're trying to get people through school because it takes a certain amount of hours. You can't chintzy the hours at all. It takes a certain amount of hours, and you have to have the hours to take the test to get the certification. But it's a lifelong certification. So get with the program, NAA.edu or 800-659-2080. Now, it's been an interesting week from a military standpoint. The Navy announced that the captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt, the aircraft carrier that had been sidelined because of the coronavirus COVID-19 outbreak of its 4,800-person ship, Captain Brent Crozier, was relieved of duty in the wake of a leaked letter that he penned pleading for U.S. intervention to stifle the outbreak aboard his ship. Now, I can understand a captain wanting to do something like that for his crew. That says well of him. But 25 people were copied on the letter. 25 people. And we don't know how many were blind copied. And even this captain's hometown newspaper got a hold of the letter and published it. New York Times also. Big mistake to air your dirty laundry and get it out there in public. He only had one place to send it, and that was to his commanding officer, and that's where it should have gone, and he still would have been in command of the ship. And not the media. But he got the media involved, or they got involved somehow. Or somebody leaked it, whatever. And by the way, it did create a bit of a panic, because when the crew members found out about the letter, and when some of the families of the crew members back in San Diego, where the ship is based, found out about it, they started ringing the phones off the hook. Why, what's going on here? They were calling the base, calling the Navy, Washington, D.C., calling their congressmen, calling their senators, and it created a big stink. So, shame on Captain Brett. He's no longer in charge of the ship, and my prediction is right now he will soon no longer be in the Navy. They'll offer him retirement and see ya. By the way, it's also a week where the president announced, and we heard about the enhanced counter-narcotic operations going on, especially down in Central and South America, in the Caribbean, in the Atlantic, on grounds in Venezuela, in Brazil, in Colombia, and in the Pacific Ocean. We have Navy destroyers, Coast Guard cutters, additional Navy littoral combat ships, helicopters on the destroyers and cutters, Navy P-8 patrol aircraft, the Air Force E-3 AWACS aircraft flying around, the Air Force J-STARS aircraft flying around, and about double the Security Forces Assistance Brigade, which are all Green Berets, Special Forces operating now down there in that region to stop the scourge of drugs, which, oh, by the way, the cartels, with the COVID-19 outbreak, were trying to smuggle even more drugs in. They saw an opportunity. And in San Diego, $30 million worth of drugs found in an underground tunnel, very elaborate underground tunnel with its own little railway, air conditioning, lights, went all the way back. It came up into a warehouse in San Diego, and it went all the way back into Mexico, a mile and a half away. Unbelievable, huh? Also, found out another 540 forces going down on the border. Military being sent down there to assist with what's going on. And we've also heard that the border wall is continuing its construction down there this week. There has been no interruption in the border wall. The Washington Times has reported that 140 miles of border wall have been built so far, and 197 more miles are currently under construction. Now, that brings it up a little bit short of the 450 miles it needs, but it'll only have about another 100 miles to go to get the goal for this year of 450 miles, which is pretty good considering the circumstances. And keep in mind, also, that this has all been done with very little and almost zero help from the Democrats, who have balked and stalked and complained every time the president wanted to do anything pertaining to the wall. Oh, it's not going to work, really? It is going to. It is. Now, the VA has got a 48-hour review period for claims. And the Department of Veterans Affairs Undersecretary for Benefits, Dr. Paul Lawrence, intends to eliminate the accredited Veterans Service officer and the 48-hour review period for claims, which has got some of the veterans organizations upset, as well they should be. And we'll see where that goes. By the way, the COVID-19 economic impact and payments on small businesses assistance also involves veteran-owned businesses. And if you are having a problem with that, get a hold of the VA or get a hold of your local VFW or American Legion post, because they've got people there that can help you with this. And the related debt assistance and deadlines for claims, I'll give you the phone number for that, too, to help you out. It's 800-827-0648 for the veterans. 800-827-0648. That's the VA Debt Management Center, called the DMC. 800-827-0648. That's for all veterans. Whether you run a business or you're independent, checking about your stuff. And the VA is changing the rules for electronic sharing via the Veterans Health Information Exchange, beginning on the 17th of April, the VA will be able to seamlessly and securely share electronic health information with non-VA community providers treating veterans unless they opt out. In other words, in a case like me, if I'm going to a private doctor or a specialist for something that might or might not have been covered by the veterans because it was not combat-related or service-related, they would be able to see the records and how I got to where I got with what I had going on, that sort of thing. Also, do you use a military pharmacy? Well, if so, there may be temporary limitations that result in a decrease in service or a closure at your local pharmacy, your military pharmacy. Now, you can get TRICARE Pharmacy Home Delivery, and you can also find out through your TRICARE retail network where the pharmacies are that would honor your TRICARE. So make sure you do that. Don't just sit there as a bump on a log and go, I can't get my medication. Well, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. All right, here comes the music. We'll be right back. Take another look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and then Denise Simon comes along. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on a weekend edition program, broadcasting all across the country. And hello out there in Reno, KCKQ, Eddie Floyd and Company. Hope you're having a good day.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, and it's time for another Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center or Flying J. Nearest you, stop on and you're check them out. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and here we go.
Come on, throw your hands in the air. Somebody make some noise. I'm packing up my bags with my head out west. We're coming with my scripts and fake press. But I never.
Kid Rock live on Sturgis, South Dakota, and that's Cowboy. That's something that he did a few years ago, and just getting a little blood boiling there because somebody told me, they said, we need to get woken up. So there you go. That's your wake up for this hour. All righty. Well, here we go. A couple of systems are going to impact the West Coast, bringing precipitation to the Pacific Northwest, California, and into the Great Basin through the weekend. Periods of moderate to heavy rain, thunderstorms, gusty winds, and periods of heavy mountain snow are expected in Northern California. Now, I will tell you that there will be some impact to travel, especially going over I-80, coming out of Reno, and going up over the top of Donner down the other side. And over on I-5, you will have some problems going up out of Redding because you've got a winter storm warning in those areas right now. And that winter storm warning includes the California-Nevada line all the way down the higher elevation to about Fresno. So there you go. And elsewhere, you've got some snow up in Montana tonight, in the western part of Montana. Nothing really to worry about. 3,000 feet's the snow level tonight over that away. You've got a hard freeze right now through Kansas City over into about Columbia, Missouri, along I-70. Also, some snow over I-64 if you're going over towards West Virginia. Right there around the central part of West Virginia over towards the southeastern corner of Ohio right now. Just a little bit of a clipper that's in there. Got some wind in southeastern Colorado. Also got some wind across a lot of South Carolina tonight. That's because there is a system going up the East Coast, which is affecting the Chesapeake Bay, pulling away today and going up through Jersey and New York and Long Island and Rhode Island and Connecticut, the shoreline there, the shoreline Massachusetts, and up through Maine as that system starts to pull away and heads out to sea. And that's been there for a couple of days now. And by the way, if you haven't heard, this may be the reason why RFK's granddaughter and her 8-year-old son were swept away, apparently went out in a canoe to pick up a ball that got out in the water, and they got caught up in the riptide or current or whatever was going on with the system that was up there. It took them out in the water, and they were having trouble trying to get back to shore. Police were called, and the canoe disappeared, and now what was a rescue effort is now a recovery effort. So there you go. And it is what it is. Very unfortunate. But your Truckers Highway and Byron Report, of course, always brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J truck stop nearest you. Stop by, see what they're all about, and you are going to enjoy what you see now in those pilots because, you know, whoever thought, I didn't, whoever thought that you would find a McDonald's in a Pilot Travel Center? Whoever thought you'd find a Wendy's or an Arby's or a full-service Dairy Queen with their menu? Dairy Queen's got a pretty good menu. Or a Pizza Hut or a Subway, Taco Bell. Or even a fried chicken place. Who thought that too? Not me. Because for years and years and years, you went to a Pilot, guess what you got? You got, if you were lucky, you got a hot dog, a bag of chips, a Coke, cup of coffee, and that was it, and out the door you went, because that's all they had. So think about that for a minute. Wow. It is what it is, right? Okay. I'm waiting for Denise Simon to call, and oh, by the way, when she does call me here, we're going to get started talking about Governor Cuomo and the fact that he's got the National Guard that he's activated to go out and go after some stuff that they believe is being hoarded by some of the cities and counties across New York State and take it down to New York City where it's needed desperately. But New York City has been the problem to begin with and what they didn't do for a number of years. But joining us right now to talk about that and a lot more is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we are going to get involved in chatting about Governor Cuomo up there in New York State. And what is he complaining about this time, Denise?
sending out the National Guard throughout the state to gather up ventilators. And he's going to nursing homes or other hospitals or clinics or whatever. And he's using the term borrowing. But he really can't do that. It's confiscation.
Well, is this not where the takings clause comes in, where they have to do it? And by the way, I read that clause again. It takes a judge or a court order to be able to do that, right?
Well, I mean, he can issue an executive order to do this, but that doesn't mean the executive order is legal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we need to kind of understand, and I'm not sure that we're understanding from him or that he necessarily understands what premise he's doing this under. We know we keep hearing these ventilator shortages. Well, we also heard that we have bed shortages in New York, but we're also finding out that we don't have a bed shortage.
Right.
Because you've only got 20 patients aboard the Comfort.
Right.
You've got Samaritan's Purse up there that built all these mobile hospitals in Central Park that nobody's there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he can do this one. I think this one may necessarily be challenged.
Well,
and on what premise?
Well, if they challenge it, they better do it quickly, because I understand the guard's already en route.
I have no idea. I have no understanding of that.
Yeah, they got their orders last night, and they were already en route. They were already starting and by the way, this was going to start Buffalo and up in the northern part, Watertown, up along the Canadian border, and everything they were going to get was going straight to New York City.
I haven't seen the executive order, but that's what he said yesterday at his briefing.
Yeah, I got friends in the National Guard up there. By the way, one of the units is the 27th Armored Brigade that's up there out of Syracuse, and they are on the move as we speak. I was laughing and kidding with one guy. I says, "You mean you're going to run them tanks up the thruway to go get them?" He says, "No, we're not going to do that." I said, "Yeah, but that's what they are. They have a lot of tanks." Anyway, so with where we're going with all of this, we're getting a lot of cooperation from the other side. There's no politics involved, right?
What do you mean, other side?
Well, Nancy Pelosi was singing the joys of Donald Trump and the job he was doing and how we were all working together and the Democrats were this, they're going to do that, and then we'll talk about it on the other side of the break here. But then she turns around and Adam Schiff comes along and James Clyburn comes along and says, "Oh, we can finish the transformation of America." All right, I'll be right back. Denise Simon, too, after the top of the hour news, hour number 3, coming back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.